Welcome to Township's Daily News Bits.
With Holly Bailey
and Jim Ferrier, bringing you the news and events that matter to townshippers.
Thanks to the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.
Cam Brown is the co-founder, along with his wife Helen, of Camlen, a furniture and home furnishings retailer based in Knowlton. The company also manufactures farmhouse modern furniture. Mr. Brown, the Knowlton rumor mill says you're planning to retire from the business, so I guess it can't be true.
Well, I have retired officially from the schedule, but I'm certainly filling in holes wherever there is holes to be filled.
How did Camlen get started?
Helen, my wife, and I started way back in 1976. We started buying antiques and selling them to dealers. And over the years, we ended up with one little store, and then we had two stores in Montreal and our little store. Then we bought the store in Knowlton in 83 and slowly sold off the others as the Knowlton store got better and better.
How and when did the company get into manufacturing?
Over the years, we found that certain things that we had traditionally sold antique, that we could find antique, we weren't able to get. And also there was a big demand for armoires to hold our huge TVs at the time, which virtually didn't exist, and bookcases and things that were very hard to find. So we started building those initially. And then in 1996, we opened our factory in an old barn, in a stable, with four employees. That's how we started. By 2002, the government told us we had to get out because we had 19 employees and we weren't in a place that was zoned for it.
So how have the products that you manufactured changed over time?
We've really evolved from 1975, 76, when I was buying antiques door to door in the country and selling them to dealers wherever I could find a dealer that would buy them. And that was virtually what we sold. Then in 83, we opened our store here in Knowlton, where rapidly became known as the Christmas store, where we sold a lot of Christmas stuff and giftware and antiques. And then slowly got into building these things and making things for people that what they were asking us for. And eventually we started doing the furniture shows in Toronto.
And you also are carrying a lot of various types of sort of household goods, eh?
Yes, home decor items have always been an item, something important that in a part of our mix. And we have an excellent designer who buys most of the decor items now and the fabrics and things that have done very, very well. And we got into selling upholstered furniture about 10 years ago, and that's grown exponentially.
Huh. I know that several members of your family are also involved in the business. How did that come about?
Our family's been involved in the business from the get-go. Forever. I mean, when our kids were little, we first moved to Knowlton in 83 and moved over the store, and I would arrive with truckfuls at the end of the day and haul my 11 and 9 and 7-year-old out to help me unload the truck. Christmas time, they were in the back of the store wrapping gifts for people, so the store is part of their blood.
Isn't that child labor? How many people do you employ?
Presently, we're about 22, and it varies, depending on a whole lot of factors. At the peak of 2007, 2008, we were up over 40, but we've changed our methods and our technology to be able to work better with less people now.
Okay, you've just answered my next question, was how that's changed over time. What do you feel has been your biggest joy in building your business?
Really, it's been the people. I've met so many interesting people over the years, people that I met at their homes when I was going door to door, customers who over the years have been so supportive of Helen and I with our store, many of whom we've made good long-term friendships with. So people are really the essence of what's made our business.
I was wondering, how did COVID impact the business?
When COVID hit, we, like everybody else, held our breath, having no idea what would happen. And the long and the short of it is that people being not quarantined, but staying at home, started to spend a lot of money on their homes. And in the home renovation business, the building business, and the home decor business, it was a boom. It really was a surprising boom. And our business spiked. And after COVID, everybody in the industry was terrified as what might happen. And the gist of it was, for us, our business didn't drop. It dropped a small percentage, but it spiked up and it never dropped back down again.
That's certainly not the kind of thing that you would expect. Do you do online business as well?
We are working hard. We have a very good website, and with the opportunity for online, and we're working hard to develop that. It's not easy to get somebody to buy a major dining room set online.
But with the COVID stuff, you weren't working more on the internet? You're still doing mostly in person?
It was mostly in person, some business on the phone, but it was really people. You know, we were closed for 5-6 weeks, and then we were open again behind plastic sheets and all of that stuff. So people were coming in. Yeah.
So what are you going to do now?
I'm going to enjoy my life, help out at the store and the factory when they need an extra hand. And I've built myself a raised garden to work on this year. So that's the plan.
You said you're going to enjoy your life. What does that involve?
It involves doing exactly what I'm doing now, enjoying Knowlton, enjoying my family, enjoying the people that are around me.
So you don't have a particular hobby you're going to indulge? Or
my new raised garden. Well, I'll let you know. I'll bring you a squash in the fall.
Okay, well, thanks for coming in to talk to us. I'm aware that many of our listeners like me know of your store and your plant, but never knew any of the behind-the-scenes stuff. Thanks for sharing your story.
It's been my pleasure.
Listening to the Township's Daily News Bits here on 99.1 FM.
Brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, funded by the Government of Canada. Mm-hmm.